This is Becca Hogan with Bayer Crop Science, and we are speaking with Dr. Tom Rufty, Professor of Crop Science at North Carolina State University, about sustainability in agriculture, a Bayer executive course. This annual forum focuses on developing thought leadership in the emerging science of sustainable agriculture. Educating agriculture and crop science professionals on growing sustainable businesses and reducing the world's agricultural footprint is an integral part of sustainability in agriculture, a Bayer executive course. Tom, can you elaborate on the importance of the course in promoting open discussion on these issues?
Sure, Becca. We're educators, and we see this as a very important avenue for being able to interact with a group of people that we normally could not reach. The sustainability questions we face now in our society are enormous. They're extremely important, and because of the globalization that's occurring, everything is regional, national, and global. And you have to be able to cross over different lines. You've got to be able to, for us as the public sector folks involved in education, we've got to be able to interact with the private sector. And this type of meeting allows us to do that. I personally believe that the way forward has to be with more education. It has to be with more information and better understood information. And this is one of the forums for that. I think this is a very high-level, interactive, educational thing that we have going.
Both the private and public sectors have been active in promoting the importance of collaboration on sustainability issues, such as meeting the social, environmental, and economic needs of present and future generations. There are, however, some misconceptions on the role that researchers, particularly university scientists, play in working with corporations on sustainability initiatives. Can you clarify the role of academic personnel in this area?
Sure. There's always that concern about bias. And there's certainly bias all around us all the time. So it's a well-founded concern. But in this context, it really has no place. As university researchers, we're after the truth, and wherever that lies. And for meetings like this, we're trying to lay out our vision of where agriculture is right now, where it's headed, what the limits are of what we can achieve, trying to carve out the better paths that we have to pursue for sustainability. And we're dealing with truths. No one is asking us for anything other than that. The meeting is in a very straightforward manner. It's people coming from different parts of society, different sectors, telling each other their truths, hoping that we can uncover the best way forward as we have to become more sustainable.
The world's population surpassed 7 billion people in 2011. Due to this growth, university scientists and corporations will need to work even more closely in the future to meet the needs of a hungry planet. Why is the leadership provided by companies like Bayer Crop Science important in developing sustainable agricultural solutions that will help feed an expanding global population?
Well, I'm not sure where else it's going to be coming from at this level. Some of it has to do with the growing importance of the private sector. We need to have folks such as yourselves coming into stronger leadership roles in agriculture and being able to sponsor meetings like this. Part of it is also you can put us in contact with elements of our society, important elements in agriculture, that we don't know these people. We don't know these corporations. We know what some of the common concerns are. We know what some of the science is that can have a bearing on their decision making. But we cannot easily get them to the table. By supporting this, I think a corporation, in this case certainly Bayer, is jumping into a leadership role. And oftentimes this leadership is defined by opening up a forum, sponsoring it, getting different interests involved, and allow it to unfold on its own. I think it's vitally important that private sector assume these types of responsibilities. And some of it is that public funding has diminished over time. The number of scientists that we have in agriculture has decreased over time. And so we've got to be more effective, even though we're somewhat smaller. And it's the public-private cooperation that can help us get there.
Thank you for joining us, Tom. It certainly has been a productive week for Bayer Crop Science in North Carolina State with the Executive Sustainability Course, and we look forward to how it will drive agricultural collaboration in the future.
Of course. It's very interesting, and thank you.